各位弟兄姊妹大家好。
Good afternoon, everyone, brothers and sisters.
感谢主在这个非常的时候能给我们一个特别的聚会。
We truly thank our Lord that in these extreme times that he has given us such a conference.
这次我们聚会的主题呢是使我认识基督。
For this year's theme of the conference, it is that I may know Christ.
弟兄们托付我的交通是要讲到认识基督是标杆。
Our brothers have entrusted me to share on the topic of this theme to know that Christ is our goal.
我想开头的时候还是请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
Perhaps as we begin, let's read the word of God.
我们先看腓立比书第三章。
Let us turn to the book of Philippians chapter 3.
第十节
starting with verse 10,
使我认识基督
that I may know Christ,
然后我们读十三、十四节
and then verses 13 and 14,
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Brethren, I do not count to have got possession myself, but one thing, forgetting things behind and stretching out to the things before, I pursue looking towards the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
我们回头看第七节和第八节。
Let us turn back to read verses 7 and 8.
只是我先前以为与我有益的。我现在因基督都当作有损的，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
But what things were gained to me, these I counted on account of Christ lost. But surely I count also all things to be lost on account of the excellency.Of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them to be filth that I may gain Christ.
然后我们看第一章的二十节和二十一节。
Chapter 1, verses 20 and 21.
照着我所切慕、所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，叫凡事放胆，无论是生是死。总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
According to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but in all boldness and always, now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die gain.
最后我们看第四章。
Lastly, Philippians chapter 4.
第十节到十三节
Verses 10 to 13
我靠主大大的喜乐因为你们思念我的心如今又发生你们向来就思念我只是没得机会我并不是因缺乏说这话我无论在什么情况都可以知足这是我已经学会了我知道怎样处卑贱也知道怎样处丰富或饱足或饥饿或有余或缺乏随是随在我都得了秘诀我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能做
Verses 10 to 13 But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now however at length ye have revived your thinking of me though surely ye did also think of me but lacked opportunity not that I speak as regardsprivation. For as to me, I have learned in those circumstances in which I am to be satisfied in myself. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound in everything and in all things. I am initiated both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer privation. I have strength for all things in him that giveth me power.
腓立比书里面讲到标杆。
In the book of Philippians, Paul speaks of the goal, the mark.
其实也就是一个目的。
And in fact, that is a purpose, a goal.
啊，我想今天在世界上
，I think that in this world,
凡是认真做事的人
，anyone who is serious about any business,
他们都会有一个标杆。
They all will set a goal.
因为有了标杆呢。
Once you have that goal,
你做事才会很积极。
Then you'll be very active in your business.
你才觉得做事有意义。
Then you'll find meaning and purpose to your business.
我想保罗就是这样的人。
And I believe Paul is such an individual.
保罗在没有遇见主之前
Now before Paul encountered the Lord,
我们知道他的人生是有标杆的。
We also know he had a goal in his life.
过后来呢因为他遇见了主
But afterwards, because he met the Lord,
所以神改变了他人生的标杆。
Therefore, God has changed the goal of his life.
啊，那么我们都很清楚使徒保罗的经历。
Now we're all very familiar with the experience of the Apostle Paul.
他在大马士的路上遇见我们的主。
That on the way to Damascus, he encountered our Lord.
神就在那个地方改变了。保罗人生的目标。
And at that place, how the Lord changed the goal of Paul's life.
我们知道这个经历是非常重要的。
And we know this is an extremely important experience.
所以在使徒行传里面呢、啊、保罗一共讲过三次。
Therefore, in the book of Acts, Paul mentioned this three times.
弟兄姊妹们。
Now, brothers and sisters.
这也说明一件事情。
This also speaks very clearly to us.
凡是重要的经历和真理啊不怕重复的讲。
Any important truth or doctrine, we do not shy away from repeating it.
有很多时候我们听过一遍并不一定有印象。
Perhaps even after we heard it once through, we do not have an impression.
所以使徒行传记载着保罗这一段的经历三次。
Therefore, in the book of Acts, this experience of Paul was repeated three times.
保罗告诉我们在进大马色城之前
And Paul accounts for us before he entered the city of Damascus.
神用大光把他打倒在地上。
How God have struck him down with a great light.
这个大光转变了保罗一生所有的目标。
And this great light shone upon Paul and changed the entire goal of his life.
所以这是一个非常重要的一个经历。
And this is an extremely important experience.
从那个时候起我们看见保罗就开始以基督作为他的标杆。
And、from that moment on, we see that Christ has become the goal of Paul.
在整卷腓立比书里面
，In the entire book of Philippians,
保罗都在劝勉我们应该像他一样。
Paul encourages us to imitate him, to be like him.
我们基督徒的生命中应当有一个确定的标杆。
And in our Christian life, we have to have a very sure goal.
有了这样的标杆， well, 你的生活才会积极。
Only when we have such a goal, we will have an active life.
你才会觉得有意义。
Then we will have a meaningful life.
我们在腓立比书里面很清楚看见。
Now in the book of Philippians, we clearly see.
这个标杆对于保罗呢产生三方面的影响。
This particular goal has three impacts on the life of Paul.
第一个，这个标杆影响了保罗的生活。
First, this goal impacted his living.
第二个，这个标杆影响了保罗的侍奉。
Secondly, this goal impacted his service.
第三件事情。
The third matter.
他向着这个标杆将来他可以得奖赏。
It is according to this goal, one day he will receive his reward.
因为这次的特会我有三堂的负担。
Now, this particular conference, I have, my burden has three sessions.
所以我就从这三个方面和弟兄姊妹们一同来交通。
So my sharing with brothers and sisters will be upon these three particular points.
当保罗讲到这个标杆的时候
Of course, when Paul mentions about this goal,
当然这个标杆是基督。
And this goal, of course, is Christ.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这告诉我们呢，这个标杆乃是一个实体。
This tells us that this goal is a entity. It's an entity.
那么这个标杆呢是永活的那一位基督。
And this entity, this substance is the eternal ever living Christ.
为什么要这样说呢？
And why do I put it this way?
因为呢这个标杆呢
It is because this particular goal
不是人的一个心愿。
It is not just a desire, a dream that we have.
也不是一个理想。
It is not a particular ideal.
也不是你想象的事情。
It's not something that we imagine.
乃是实体的。
But it is substantial.
所以在英文世界里面呢。
So in the English,
他们会称 the living one.
Therefore, we call him the living one.
是那位活着的。
He is the living one.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们所追求的乃是一位活着的主。
Our goal today, who we pursue is the living one, our living Lord.
我们知道保罗在没遇见主之前。
We know that before Paul met the Lord.
他的人生有他自己的一个强大的一个目标。
Now in Paul's own life, he has a great ambition.
当然那个对他来讲是一个宗教的目的。
Of course, that was a religious ambition which he held.
那么他想要做一个伟大的犹太人。
He wanted to be a great Jew.
他要做一个真正的法利赛人。
He wanted to be a true Pharisee.
我们在腓立比书里面也看见，他真的是努力向这个方向去。
We see that accounted for us in the book of Philippians, and this is what he was doing toward the goal.
也许他想把摩西五经把它读得透彻。
He wanted to read thoroughly in detail all of the Pentateuch.
做一个有名的一个犹太的圣经学者。
And he wanted to be a famous Jewish theologian.
那么能够光大整个犹太教。
And he can bring much glory.To Judaism.
那么复兴以色列国
He's able to prosper again the nation of Israel.
之后
But after he met the Lord,
弟兄姊妹们他整个转变
Brothers and sisters, this was entirely
changed. 他知道现在他的标杆是在活着的那一位
He knows now his goal is that living one.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们蒙恩得救之后
Today, after we have been saved
by grace, 我们能看见在地上的教会中
We're able to see throughout the church
很多人以基督教的事业作为标杆的
That many would treat Christ as their career and that is their goal.
他们想这个要怎样做大功
They want to have success in great work.
怎样的能做一个成名的圣经学者
Okay, be a very famous Bible scholar.
或者他们想要发展出怎么样的一种的事业
And they would have a great career ahead of them.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and
保罗告诉我们
Paul tells us
不是这些东西
These are not the things.
乃是主的自己
But it is the Lord himself.
是那位活着的那一位
It is the living one.
我想今天哈
Now I think
today 在我们地上的生活里面
In our daily living.
真正以人作为对象来追求的
to have a person to be our goal, our pursuit.
大概只有婚姻。
Perhaps we can look at it from the aspect of marriage.
是吧只有结婚呢是以人为对象。
Now, only in marriage you have a person to be your object.
感谢神。
We thank God.
圣经启示我们正是这样。
And that is the revelation in the Bible.
主耶稣是新郎
And that our Lord Jesus, he is the bridegroom.
我们呢是新妇
And we are the bride.
那么主耶稣所追求的是我们
And the one whom the Lord Jesus is after pursuing is us, and he wants to gain us.
而我们所追求的是他
And we ought to also pursue after him.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and
sisters, 我们必须以我们的主耶稣基督自己的本身作为对象
The Lord himself must be our pursuit, our object, our goal.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important matter.
甚至我们也可以这样说。
Perhaps we can put it this way.
保罗所追求的
Whom Paul is seeking.
他不是基督之外那些与基督有关的东西。
It is not anything that is outside of Christ that pertains to Christ. Not any of those things.
所以我们基督徒明白一件事情。你追求基督和追求与基督有关的东西是完全不一样的。
Therefore, as Christians, we must be very clear that Christ is our goal and anything that has to do with Christ is our goal is a vast difference.
今天我们有很多神的儿女们
Today, there are many children
不错我们有点爱主的心
Yes, we have a heart that loves the Lord.
但是我们对于那些与基督有关事物的兴趣比对基督要大得多。
Yet, many a times, we have much more interest in the things that pertain to Christ than Christ himself.
比方说我们举例来说
for example,
恩赐
gifts.
多少弟兄姊妹在追求希望能有大的恩赐。
There are many brethren who pursue after the gifts to have great gifts.
我们一传福音我们就希望我们的恩赐能像彼得一样。
We preach the gospel, we desire to have the gift of Peter.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
我们 觉得恩赐很宝贵。
And we treasure much about the gift.
所以很多人就追求恩赐。
And many will pursue after the gifts.
啊，因为觉得需要有能力，所以他们祷告求主给能力。
Because we desire the power, so we pray to the Lord for such power.
那么也有人追求知识。
And many pursue after knowledge.
啊，我们要读很多的书。
We have to read many, many books.
啊，有的人追求工作，在工作上求发展。
And many will pursue after work, and they try to develop their
有的人注重口才
and many desire eloquence
也有人注重所谓的才干
and many would value their talents
你会看见今天在地上神的儿女们
we can see throughout this world of children of God
很多的人都是对与基督有关的事物的兴趣大过主的自己
many many have a greater interest in the things of Christ than Christ himself
是的我们刚刚所讲这些东西都是好的
yes all the things we just mentioned are wonderful
我们知道这是神为着他的儿子所赐下来的
we know that these gifts are given for the sake of the son
但是保罗告诉我们这些不能成为目标
but Paul tells us that these cannot be our goal
这些东西不是标杆
that these things are not our goal
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
使徒保罗在遇见主之后
The Apostle Paul after he met the Lord
我们看见他的生活有一个大的转变
We see how there's a drastic change in his living
现在他知道他所追求的乃是那位活着的那一位
And now Paul clearly knows the one who he is pursuing after is that living one
所以甚至在他的书信里面讲到
therefore, in the epistles of Paul,
那些先前以为与我有益的
he says those things that he has counted as gain to him,
现在都当作是有损的
those he count as lost now.
这就告诉我们说呢过去你以为这些是有益处的但在保罗看见的不仅没有益处并且是有害的东西
these clearly tell us the things which he thought gained previously, not onlywere they not gained, but in fact, they were on the contrary, a loss to him.
因为你用任何的东西代替基督的自己。
Because if we use any other thing to substitute for Christ himself,
你的目标就错了。
Then that is the wrong object.
这个带进来的不是真正的祝福。
What is brought in is not true blessing.
保罗不仅说这个以前的事物是有损的。
Not only does Paul claim that it is a loss to him.
他进一步说他把万事都当作有损的。
But he says that he count all things but lost.
他把那些东西都看作是粪土。
And all things he count but dung.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Now, brothers and sisters.
你看保罗里面有个何等大的转变。
You can see such a drastic change within Paul.
所以在大马色路上那个光是非常的大。
Therefore, on the way to Damascus, that light was a great light.
大到一个地步。
It was so great to a point.
神不能让他看任何基督之外的事物有价值。
The light was so bright that God did not allow Paul to see any value.
唯独基督的自己。
In any other thing except Christ himself.
其他的东西啊不仅是有损的。并且变成粪土。
Not only are they lost to him, but they are rubbish, they are dung to him.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们很多弟兄姊妹读这些话都很得激励。
Now, many brothers and sisters, when we read such words, we're encouraged.
所以有很多时候我听见弟兄姊妹祷告。
So many times we hear brothers and sisters pray.
主啊我愿意为着你的缘故看万事如同粪土。
Oh Lord, how I desire to feel all things can count them but dung for your sake.
但是眼睛一张开就开始抓粪土。
But once our eyes are open, we grab for the rubbish again.
这只是我们的一个心愿。
That's only a desire, a longing that we have.
并不像保罗所遇见的那个实体。
Unlike the practicality, the reality which Paul encountered.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗在遇见主之后。
After Paul met the Lord.
在他的人生当中出现了一个非常明确的标杆。
In his life, there is a very clear mark, a goal before him.
所以保罗把他心中这个负担写给腓立比的教会。
Therefore, this burden which Paul had in his heart, he writes to the church in Philippi.
我们都知道保罗是非常爱腓立比教会。
And we know how dearly that Paul loves the church in Philippi.
所以呢他就把他心中最好的那么告诉他们。
And therefore, he tells them of the very best and dear in his heart.
很多人讲腓立比书不像保罗其他的书信。
And many would say that the book of Philippians is unlike any of the other epistles of Paul.
因为腓立比书像保罗在跟腓立比弟兄姊妹们谈话。
It is because in the book of Philippians, it is like a conversation, a dialogue which Paul has with the Philippians.
保罗所有的书信里面这一卷最像约翰的书信。
And this particular epistle of Paul is very similar to the epistles of John.
因为约翰呢都是用很讲话的方式 对神的百姓来传递主。
Because John writes in a way where he is speaking, talking to the people of God.
因为保罗跟腓立比的教会有非常亲密的关系。
That is because the relationship which Paul shares with the Philippians is a very interesting one.
所以他激励腓立比的弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, he encouraged the Philippians.
在你们的生活中一定要有个确定的标杆。
That in your daily living, you must have a clear goal.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道在腓立比书里面，保罗是用他个人的经历来讲述这些东西。
Now, brothers and sisters, we're clear that Paul uses his own experience when he writes to the Philippians.
所以这个标杆是每个基督徒都应该有的。
And this is a mark, a goal that each Christian ought to have.
是我们个人的基督徒应该有的一个确定的标杆。
Therefore, individually, each Christian ought to have such a goal.
感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
自从保罗有了这个标杆之后。
And once Paul had this clear goal.
我们看见他生活的追求有了一个重大的改变。
We can see the pursuit of his life has a drastic change.
如果我们仔细地读腓立比书
Now, if we read the book of Philippians in detail,
我们能看见他生活中有四件重要的事情
We're able to see throughout Paul's life there are four important points
是因为这个标杆而产生的一个影响
And these four points come about because of this goal of his
这四个点
And these four points
在十多年以前
Now, over 10 years ago
那么我读腓立比书的时候呢诶主给我有一点的认识和看见
When I read the book of Philippians over 10 years ago, this is something that the Lord has given me some understanding vision about.
但是到今天我再读腓立比书的时候
But today, as I read over the book of Philippians again,
我觉得没有改变
I feel that did not change.
保罗仍旧是在循着这四个点在主面前来追求
That it is still upon these four points was the pursuit of Paul's goal.
我先简单地告诉弟兄
So I simply state it out first.
这四个点
These four points.
第一个就是认识基督
The first is to know Christ.
第二个得着基督
The second is to gain Christ.
第三个享受基督
And the third is to enjoy Christ.
第四个表现基督
A fourth is to manifest, express Christ.
这是保罗在他生命转换之后
This is after the exchanged life of Paul.
他以基督作为他的标杆。
After he has set Christ to be his goal.
然后产生在他生活中间的追求。
And this was come about because of his pursuing his life.
腓立比书很清楚地告诉我们。
In the book of Philippians, it tells us very clearly.
在保罗的生活中这四个重要的点。
These four important points in the life of Paul.
那么当然第一个
Of course, the first one,
他要追求认识基督
to seek, to pursue and understand know Christ.
那么这一次我们特会的主题就是这个
And this is the very theme of this conference.
使我认识基督
That I may know Christ.、
啊、弟兄姊妹们
Now brothers and sisters.
昨天晚上我们弟兄告诉我们
Last evening our brother told us.
这个认识这个字呢应该把它翻作是知识
Now, this、word know, we should change it, understand it as knowledge.
那意思说呢保罗以基督这样的知识为宝贵。
And this knowledge of Christ, it is his treasure, his excellency.
那么我们知道这样的知识是从哪里来的呢
And we know where does such wonderful knowledge come from.
当然这是对基督的认识产生的。
Of course, this has come about because of knowing Christ.
它不是在基督之外的事物上产生的。
It did not come about because of knowing anything outside of Christ.
那么我们怎样的得到这样的知识的
And how have we obtained such wonderful knowledge?
当然第一个是神的启示。
First, of course, it is by revelation of God.
是神把他的儿子启示在保罗里面。
That is God who revealed his son in Paul.
保罗因此就得到了基督的这个知识。
Therefore, then, Paul have obtained such knowledge of Christ.
第二个就像我们弟兄们讲的一样。
And secondly, is as our brothers have shared.
是从生命的经历里面得到的知识。
It come about by the experience of life.
所以真正的属灵知识是从启示从生命的经历里面产生出来的。
Therefore, true spiritual knowledge comes about by revelation and by the experience of life.
圣灵开启我们认识基督。
When the Holy Spirit opens, reveals Christ to us.
然后他引导我们进入生活的经历。
And he himself guides us into the experience of life.
因此我们就产生了丰富的基督的知识。
Therefore, we have an abundant, rich,Knowledge of Christ.
的确像保罗所说的一样
Of course, just as Paul puts it.
像我们中文翻译的一样
As the Chinese translation.
啊他保罗以认识耶稣基督为至宝
That it is to know Christ as the excellency.
的确，你越认识他，你越宝贵他。
Of course, the more we know of him, the more we value and treasure him.
你认识他更多
，the more we know him，
世界的事情就越来越淡薄。
Then strangely, all the things of this world will grow strangely dim.
你越多的认识他
，the more we know Christ，
你就看见世界上没有任何一个东西能跟主比较。
Then we'll come to realize nothing in this world compares to his peerless worth.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活中，在我们的生命里面，这是真实的吗？
Brothers and sisters, is that true in our life, in our living?
我们真的看主耶稣基督比万有都宝贵吗？
Do we truly treasure Christ himself more than any other thing?
这个你需要有这样的知识。
We must have such knowledge.
你越多的知识知道他
，the more we know of him，
你越多的爱他
，the more we love him，
你越多的宝贝他
，the more we will treasure and value him。
并且保罗看见一件事情
，and of course Paul saw the one thing，
在基督里面的这个知识是无穷无尽
，that this knowledge of Christ is inexhaustive。
难怪他经过了那么多年的侍奉之后
Therefore, even after so many years of service,
你知道保罗写这个书信时正是关在罗马的监牢里
We know that when Paul writes this epistle, he was imprisoned in Rome.
那个环境是非常的可怕非常的不好的一个环境
And the circumstances which he was in was not a pleasant one and it was horrible.
但是一点都没有影响保罗里面追求基督的心
But none of that impacted his pursuit in the heart of Paul after Christ.
他跟一个罗马的兵丁两个锁在一起
He was chained together with the Roman soldiers.
但是他心里说使我认识基督
But in his heart he proclaims that I may know Christ.
他常常跪下来祷告
And he ceaselessly knelt in prayer.
弟兄姊妹好像这个兵丁不存在一样
Yeah.As if the soldier was not there with him.
你看见这样的一个环境里面，他仍旧是渴望。
And even in such circumstances, that was his longing.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
基督
，Christ，
越多的认识他
，the more we know Christ，
你就越多的宝贵他
，the more we will treasure him，
你就越多的。离不开他。
The more we cannot depart from him.
因为这个点呢，我们的弟兄们，有比较专一的负担啊，所以我只能简单的提一下。
Because that is a burden upon our other brother, so I can only, mention it.
啊，那么不仅要认识基督。
Now, not only to know Christ.
保罗在这里还告诉我们说要得着基督。
Paul here also tells us he must gain Christ.
那么。他在这个第三章的里面告诉我们。
And in Philippians chapter 3, Paul tells us.
他说他要得着基督。
That he may gain Christ.
他不仅看这个万事如同粪土。
Not only will he count all things, but rubbish, dung.
那么他要把这一切所有的通通把它丢弃。
He will forsake all things.
所以弟兄姊妹我们不仅要认识基督。
So brothers and sisters, not only we must know Christ,
还要真正的得着基督。
But truly we must gain Christ.
什么叫做得着基督？
And what does it mean to gain Christ?
你得着了基督。
If we gain Christ,
你就有能力。
We have power.
你得着了基督。
If we gain Christ,
你就开始有供应。
We will have provision.
但是呢这个得着的条件就是你必须要丢弃。
But in order to gain, we must give up, we must forsake.
这个是需要付代价。
There is a cost.
当然今天呢像一般所讲只有你看见了上好的才会丢掉次好。
Now, of course, today we would say, only when you see the best, you will give up what is better.
所以属灵的原则是不能丢就不能得。
And so, the spiritual principle is, if you do not give up, you will not gain.
我觉得今天我们很多神的儿女我们喜欢来认识基督。
Now, I discover many children of God desire to know Christ.
但是一碰到这个情况的时候我们就很为难了。
But once we encounter this,issue we're in difficulty.
因为我们手中太多的东西是丢不下来的。
Because there are so many things in our hands we grabbed onto, we cannot let go.
你不能丢，你就没有办法得。
If you will not let go and give up, you cannot gain.
保罗说万事。
Paul says all things.
就是没有例外的东西。
There's no exception, not one thing.
所以今天
，So today,
神不仅叫我们认识基督
，Not only God.Desires for us to know Christ.
我们还需要得着基督。
We must also gain Christ.
感谢在教会历史中，
We thank God throughout church history. We can see countless brothers and sisters in such an experience. In order to gain Christ, they will count all things but lost and forsake. So there are many, many moving stories. I believe, brothers and sisters, you might remember. Our elder brother, Brother Carl, many times he accounts to us the story of F.B. Meyer.
F.B. Meyer 手中有很多钥匙,
and in the hand of F.B. Meyer, he held many keys.
神说你要把这个都交给我,
and God asked him for all those keys.
他交到最后剩下一个最小的,
and he gave God all those keys except one very small one. He was not willing to let go.
舍不得丢,
he was not willing.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
非常的,
he was lingering, holding on to that key.
结果主对他说了一句话,
and so the Lord says to him,
如果我不是你的主, 不是一切的主, 就不是你的主,
if I am not the Lord of all, then I am not Lord at all.
最后的一点, 人就要交出去,
even this very small key, he was willing to let go.
我们听那个故事, 我们都很受感动,
now when we hear such a story, we're greatly moved.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
江弟兄的本身 就有一些非常感动人的故事。
Now even a brother Kong himself have many moving stories.
1964年
in 1964
我们的弟兄回到台湾去服侍。
Now brother when he went back to serve in Taiwan.
那么他那年的夏天在台北有一个青年的夏令会。
In the summer of 1964 there was a youth summer conference.
那么他在这个聚会里面,
in this conference,
他讲到他怎样离弃他的父亲跟从尼陀圣弟兄去服侍。
He shared how he left his father to serve with Watchman Nee.
他告诉我们说他做了这件事情, 对他的父亲造成的伤害非常大。
Brother Carl recounted how this brought a lot of ache to his father.
让他们的全家人都不能谅解他。
And the entire family could not understand.
因为他的爸爸, 我们都知道是当时美裔美会的会珠。
And we know that our brother's father at that time was in high position in, with the Methodists.
在当时的基督教里面呢, 是个很有名的人。
And he was very well known in Christendom.
他的儿子就跟着尼托森弟兄去了。Yet
his own son,
叫他的爸爸非常的为难。Follow
Watchman Nee, it was a great difficulty for his father.
弟兄在讲台上讲这段的故事。And
our brother shared the story.
他带着一个非常亏欠他父亲的心讲的话。And
he had a heart that was very sorrowful that he did this to his father.
他说我伤了我父亲的心。
He shared how he hurt, ached his father's heart.
接着说, 但是我知道他是爱我的。
Yet, our brother shared, but I know that my father loves me.
当将军讲到这句话的时候,
and when our brother shared these words,
他忍不住他就哭了。
He could not hold back his tears.
没有想到, 弟兄姊妹们, 圣灵的工作运行在整个聚会里面。
Unknown to everyone, the Holy Spirit was working in the conference.
当我们的弟兄一哭, 全场都哭啊。
And when our brother wept, all the brothers and sisters in the audience wept.
所有弟兄姊妹都受感动, 大家流泪。
All the brothers and sisters were moved and they wept.
当他说, 我的父亲是爱我的。
When our brother shared that his father loved him,
真的非常的感动人,
it was very moving.
弟兄姊妹们, 我在那个聚会里,
brothers and sisters, I was in that conference.
我也没想到那个聚会在我的一生中间带来了一个很重大的一个转变。
I would not have imagined the drastic change in my life from that conference.
我16岁得救啊,
I was saved when I was 16.
那个时候呢, 21岁,
I was 21 at that time.
那么我在那个时候还很年轻。
I was still young at that time.
那么从我得救到我二十岁出头。
And when I was, the time I was saved to in my early 20s.
我过去祷告我从来不会流泪。
Now, when I prayed, I would not weep.
所以每一次我听见很多弟兄姊妹祷告流泪。
And when I hear the account of other brothers and sisters weeping when they pray.
我有时候我心里很自责。
And I was, admonishing myself.
我说主啊。我的心是不是太刚硬?
I would ask the Lord, Lord, is my heart too
hard? 为什么我祷告呢?我都不会流泪。
Why is it I would not cry when I pray?
无论怎样都不会流泪。
No matter how, I will not cry.
但是那一天在那个聚会的里面。
But on that particular meeting,
弟兄姊妹,我的眼睛好像这个全员崩裂。
Brothers and sisters, my eyes were like the floodgates open.
哇这眼泪就往外涌流啊。
And my tears just continue to flow.
我没有办法停止我。
And I could not.
我的眼泪。
Stop my tears.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
Now brothers and
sisters. 我们常常有时候参加有些聚会受感动。
Many times we are moved when we're in the meeting.
我们也会流泪。
And we will weep.
但有时候散会完就没有。
But after the meeting is over, it is all over.
但是那次情况不一样。
But it was different that meeting.
那个聚会完了之后。
After that meeting.
我后面有很长的一段时间。
After that meeting for a long period of time.
每一次我来到主的跟前。
And each time when I come before the Lord's presence.
我只要一喊主的名我的眼泪就下来了。
Every time I call upon the Lord's name, I would start weeping.
我阻止不了我的眼泪。
I could not stop my tears.
我也没办法听别人讲主耶稣。
And I cannot hear others.Mentioned the Lord.
只要有人是主耶稣，我的眼泪马上就出来。
And when others would call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, I would weep.
好长一段的时间。
And for a long period of time.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道什么？这是一个能力。
Now, what do we understand? This is a power.
爱的能力。
It is the power of love.
虽然我们的弟兄简单的讲了这么一句话。
And even though our brother simply stated such words.
但是你知道这句话的背后。有可怕的代价。
But we know behind such simple words, there's a heavy cost.
我们的弟兄付上重大的代价。
Our brother paid a heavy price.
他为了跟随基督。
In order to follow Christ.
为了遵行神的旨意。
To do the will of God.
为了基督的见证。
For the testimony of Christ.
接弃他的父亲。
He forsook his father.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
难怪这么多年来
That's why after so many years
主这样的使用我们的弟兄
Lord used, greatly used our brother
我们通常的印象我们就觉得江弟兄是一个知识丰富的人
Perhaps our impression of our brother Kong is he has much knowledge
是个有好口才的人
He is very eloquent
啊非常的爱主
And he dearly loved the Lord
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
那个真正的能力
But the true power
是在乎他的那个舍弃
It is because he was willing to forsake
我们的弟兄是付代价跟随主的
Our brother paid a price to follow the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
若是今天我们要让主的话有能力
If there's any power in the word of God
你必须为了基督舍弃些什么
What are we willing to give for our Lord?
所以不在乎你讲的道的深和浅。
Not dependent on how deep or how shallow our preaching is.
那在乎你愿意为基督丢弃。
But it depends if we're able, willing to give up for the Lord.
得着基督。
In order to gain Christ.
你得着基督你就有能力。
If we gain Christ, we would have power.
你得着基督你就有供应。
If we receive, gain Christ, we will have provision.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们不是要光认识基督。
Today, not only do we need to know Christ.
这个认识已经非常的宝贵。
Now, this knowledge is wonderful.
但是呢。
But.
对保罗来讲。
As to Paul.
必须要得着。
He must gain him.
我们看见保罗这是一个丢弃万事如同粪土。
Now, we see how Paul count all things but dung.
所以主的能力主的丰富的供应不断地从我们弟兄身上显露出来。
Therefore, the power of God and the provision from God continues to flow out and manifest.
两千年的教会历史。
Throughout 2000 years of church
history. 无数的弟兄姊妹。
So, countless brothers and sisters.
他们是这样跟随主。
And this is how they follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的弟兄今天到主那里去了。
Now our brother is with the Lord.
一个荣耀的时代结束。
A glorious generation has passed.
现在轮着你我这些人在地上。
Now that torch is passed to you and me.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们也同样背负主的见证。
We also bear the testimony of the Lord.
我们能显出这样的能力。
Are we able to manifest such power?
到今天。
Until today.
还有人愿意为基督撇弃一些。
Are there anyone who is willing to forsake all things for Christ?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
就咱们英文世界里面讲到 ,no cost, no glory.
And just as the English would put it, there's no cost, there's no glory.
所以今天我们不是光在这里把主的话这么讲一讲说一说就完了。
Therefore, it is not merely speaking the word of God and preaching, and that's the end of it.
属灵的事情是需要代价的。
But the spiritual matters must have a cost.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以在这里保罗告诉我们要得着基督。
Therefore, Paul here tells us that I must gain Christ.
这是多么重要的一件事。
How important this is.
我们都知道在中国曾经出现一个很有福音能力的人。
We know there was one that had much power in preaching the gospel in China.
宋尚杰弟兄。
And that is Brother John Song.
当他从美国回中国的时候。
On his way back from the US to China.
他在船上把他所有读书的那些荣誉啊得到的奖状统统给我。
And on the travel back, he got rid of all his diploma and merits and all the accolades that he had gained in the U.S.
后来在传记里面好像有人讲说他保留了一个博士文凭呢是为着安慰他爸爸。
And the biography, some have accounted that he kept one of the PhD diplomas just for the sake of his father.
所以回到中国之后你看见他那个福音的能力也那么大。
Therefore, we can see with what power he preached the gospel in China.
弟兄姊妹们这些人都是得着基督的。
Now, brothers and sisters, such individuals are
one of the Christ. 所以他们得着了基督的能力。
And they gained the power of Christ.
这个生命复活的能力显在身上。
And the power of resurrection was manifested on such individuals.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天主需要我们有这样的追求。
The Lord desires, needs for us to have such pursuit today.
如果主今天还有对我们有要求,
if the Lord has any requirement upon us today,
我们能对主说, 主啊, 我愿意吗?
Are we able to say to the Lord, Lord, I'm willing?
仰望主的恩典,
look to the Lord's grace.
我曾经碰见一个年长的姊妹,
encounter an older sister.
她也有很大的一个能力的,
she had great power.
她讲到她的见证的时候,
when she shared her testimony,
她就讲说在年轻的时候主怎样呼召他?
She shared when she was young how the Lord called her.
他愿意把一切统统摆为着主。
How she was willing to forsake all.
那么到他七十多岁的时候。
And when she was in her 70s.
有一天他在讲台上讲到这个。
And one day she shared this on the podium.
我里面非常受感动。
And everyone was moved.
他说如果今天主对我还有所要求。
And she says if the Lord has any need of me today.
他说我绝不让他失望。
I absolutely will not disappoint him.
哇，那天我坐在底下，这个话一来，我的眼泪就止不住了。
And I was in the audience again, and my tears flowed.
弟兄姊妹，人家是这样跟随主。
Brothers and sisters, others follow the Lord this way.
今天主还能得着这样的人吗
？Today, will the Lord find such individuals?
时候已经到了末了。
It is the last days.
我们的机会不多。
We have not much opportunity.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
愿我们活在地上的圣徒。
The saints who are, remain are living.
是主在地上的荣耀。
May we all be the glory of the Lord.
我们前面很多的弟兄姊妹。
There are many brothers and sisters before us.
他们在地上的日子，他们把荣耀归给神。
In the days while they live, they gave glory to God.
因为他们像保罗一样。
Because they're just like Paul.
他们不仅追求认识基督。
Not only did they pursue to know Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，他们要得着基督。
Brothers and sisters, they desire to gain Christ.
我们再说。
We say again.
保罗告诉我们，得着基督，你必须要丢弃。
Paul tells us, in order to gain Christ, we must forsake.
你不丢就不能得。
If we do not give up, we cannot gain.
你如果不能得的话呢，你就没有能力。
If we do not gain, we have no power.
所以难怪我们今天属灵生活非常软弱。
Therefore, in our daily living, it is so weak.
我们的供应也非常软弱。
We have very little provision.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
尤其这些年。
Especially in these days.
这次聚会里面好多弟兄们告诉我们。
And this conference, many brothers and sisters would say.
这个聚会已经聚了三十多年。
We have met this way for over 30 years.
我们一直聚到我们年长的弟兄回天家。
We have met this way even until our elder brother was received help.
你看我们累积了多少丰富的知识。
We have accumulated such full knowledge, understanding.
弟兄姊妹们，我们每个人在这里几乎都能讲一点什么是神永远的。
Brothers and sisters, all of us seated here can share about the eternal will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
是主把这么多丰富的这个启示的知识给了我们。
God has blessed us with such revelation of such knowledge.
但是我们得着多少呢？
But how much did we truly gain?
我们有真的得着吗？
Did we truly gain any?
这对我们来讲是现在一个挑战，对不对？
That is a challenge before us.
如果这个见证还要能下持续的下去，
If this testimony will continue on,
必须有人付这个代价跟随主。
Someone must pay the price to follow the Lord.
如果今天像我们这样的一个情况
If in our situation,
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们突然拥有这么多的知识
We have so much head knowledge,
我们可能要亏欠
Perhaps we'll come short of the Lord.
很多弟兄姊妹可能正像诗歌所唱的一样
Just as we sing the hymns,
别人血战别人苦战血汗满被沙场
When others fight the war and they are bloodied and scarred on the battlefield.
而我们做花轿进天堂。
But we are carried on the palladium into heaven.
可能吗？
Would that be possible?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天真是来到一个非常危险的。
So brothers and sisters, this is at the crest of a generation.
实在说，我听到将军过世的那一天。
On the day I heard of our brother Kong's passing.
我的心情非常沉重。
I had a heavy heart.
我不仅是因为他的离开心里觉得难过。
My heavy heart is not only because of our brother's passing.
因为我们的弟兄在世就是一个力量。
Because when our brother is present, there is strength.
就是一个影响。
It is an influence.
现在他不在了。
And now he's not with us.
那么到了我们呢。
And so, it comes upon us.
我们能守得住吗？
Are we able to keep?
我们能持守这个见证继续往前吗？
Are we able to hold fast the testimony and move forward?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
使徒保罗在头一个世纪用他个人的经历讲述了他自己的见证。
The Apostle Paul in the first generation uses his own experience to share the testimony.
我们必须有这个确定的标杆。
And we must have such a clear mark before
us. 我们要今日追求认识他。
Today we must pursue to know him.
我们知道没有任何事物能限制我们的神。
We know there is nothing that will hinder our God.
没有哪一个世代哪一个神的仆人是把神所有的启示都启示完了。
There is no servant of his in any generation that will fully make his revelation fully done.
只要主还没有回来。
Before the Lord returns.
那么神的工作还要往前。
The work of the Lord will continue forward.
这个启示的光会不断的放出来。
The light his revelation will continue to shine forth.
基督的知识还要继续的被释放出来。
The knowledge of Christ himself will continue to be manifested.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我们还有很多事很多可以追求的。
There is still much we pursue.
仰望主自己的怜悯。
And we look to the Lord's mercy.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
不仅竭力追求认识。
Not only do we strive diligently to know him.
巴望更多圣徒愿意付代价跟随主。
But may we there be more saints that will pay the cost to follow after the Lord.
一定要得着基督。
In order to gain Christ.
保罗自从认识基督。
Paul, since he know Christ.
他为了得着基督。
In order to gain Christ.
不惜任何代价。
He was willing at any cost.
这是一个有智慧的人。
And this is one who has true wisdom.
不仅这样
Not only this,
弟兄姊妹保罗也告诉我们
Paul tells them,
来享受基督
to enjoy Christ.
在腓立比书四章
Philippians chapter 4,
这个第十一节到十三节刚才我们读过
We have read it, Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13.
保罗告诉我们
Paul tells us,
基督是他里面最大的满足。
Christ is his full satisfaction within.
因为这个满足
Because of such contentment,
叫他可以经历任何的一个环境。
He is able to experience any circumstance.
当他在这些极端险恶的环境的里面
Even in extreme danger,
基督成了他里面的满足。
Christ himself becomes Paul's satisfaction.
所以我们用一个 享受基督。
And so we use this term to enjoy Christ.
这个我因为有一次一个年长的弟兄啊。
One time, this elder brother.
他聚完会时候他跑来跟我讲。
After the meeting, he came to share with me.
哎呀他说弟兄今天呢我在聚会里面有很大的享受。
He said, I have such great enjoyment in the meeting today.
遇见主了。
I met the Lord.
弟兄姊妹 你知道每一次你能遇见主这真是里面非常大的一个享受。
Now, brothers and sisters, truly, each and every time we meet the Lord, it is such contentment and satisfaction there.
我们很可惜就很多神的儿女们呢信主信了很多很多年从来没在你生活中享受过基督。
Yet there are so many of the children of God throughout all their years believing in him, they have not enjoyed him.
哦保罗在这里他是享受基督。
And here Paul says how he enjoys Christ.
保罗说无论在什么样的情况我都可以知足满足。
And Paul here says that he knows how to be content in whatsoever state.
所以你看我们的生活呢常常有这个不满足那个不满足。
And so we see how in our daily living there are so many things we're not content, not happy with.
我们对自己不满足对家庭不满足对聚会也不满足。
We're not happy with ourselves, not happy with the family, not happy with the church living.
但是保罗不。
But not for Paul.
保罗无论处什么样的情况他里面都是满足的。
He says whatever state he is in, he has learned therefore to be content.
因为基督实在成了他里面极大的一个供应。
Because Christ himself has become that provision for him.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
因此他关在罗马的监牢里面。
Therefore even in prison in Rome.
他可以对腓立比的弟兄姊妹说。
He's able to say to the brethren in Philippi.
你们应当喜乐。
Rejoice.
你们应当喜乐。
Rejoice again.
保罗说我在这里我靠主很喜乐。
And I rejoice in the Lord always.
我手上戴着这个手铐那么我还是喜乐。
Though I am in chains right now, I still rejoice.
你们在外面为什么不喜乐？
And if you're outside free, why are not you rejoicing? You ought to therefore rejoice.
他说我说这个话跟我一点都不为难。
And I don't say this, that is a difficulty for me.
所以监牢也不能使他痛苦。
Therefore, even imprisonment does not cause him to be in
pain. 仍旧叫他心里面充满着喜乐。
There is still much joy and rejoicing in the heart of Paul.
他里面的满足。
Because Christ himself is his satisfaction.
今天呢弟兄姊妹们。
Now today, brothers and sisters.
神的儿女们有许多时候这个我们看见属灵生活或者追求啊我们要靠着外面东西的刺激才能叫我们有点喜乐。
There are many pursuits in the children of God that we are provoked without.To excite us from without.
我们可以说这样的光景已经是个堕落。
If we say such a condition, actually, is already a downfall.
所以很多人在聚会的生活里面要弄很多的花样的东西来刺激人。
Now, therefore, in church living, there are many things we have to come up with just to excite others.
你看我们基督徒生活过得是多么的贫穷可怜。
And we can see howsad and how weak our church living, Christian living is. Paul does not need any of it.
保罗有也可以，没有也可以。
He can live with it or without it.
是吧？他在哥林多书信里面也讲了。
And he himself says in the Corinthian letter.
用事物像不用事物的。
I can enjoy the matter and I don't have to have it.
有，感谢主。
If I have it, I'm thankful.
没有也感谢主。
And without, I still thank the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
何等自由的。一种生活。
What freedom, what liberty there is in this life.
安息的一种生活。
This life is at rest, at peace.
他说我靠主大大喜乐。
And I rejoice in the Lord always.
的确我们今天生活在一个时代里面。
And indeed we live in such a generation today.
很多时候感觉好像是儿女中间的喜乐被夺走。
We discover so many times the joy of the children of the Lord has been stolen.
撒旦就用各式各样的事物弄得我们不喜乐。
And Satan has used so many things to rob us of our joy.
我们知道这个喜乐也是一个见证。
And we know that joy itself is a testimony.
啊，如果撒旦用各样的方式都不能叫你不喜乐。
If Satan will use all means and methods and yet we still have joy.
这个得胜的见证。
And that is a testimony of overcoming.
我想很多弟兄姊妹看过倪弟兄最后出来的一个小小的一段话。
Now, I think brothers and sisters may have seen these last words from Brother Watchman Nee.
当我读那个时候最后那句话吸引住我的眼。
And I read that, the last lines have captivated my attention.
好像他是写给他姐姐的。
I think he was writing to his older sister.
他说你放心。
He says that you don't need to worry.
我知道如何保持我心中的喜乐。
He writes to her, says, no need to worry, I know how to keep my joy within my heart.
弟兄姊妹，这是个得胜的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is a testimony of overcoming.
这么多年的苦难。
So many years of difficulty.
不能使我们的弟兄愁苦。
Did not cause sadness, grief in the heart of our brother.
保持心中的喜。
He is able to maintain the joy in his heart.
所以基督是我们的满足。
So Christ is our satisfaction, our enjoyment.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
How important this is to us.
但是保罗在这里告诉我们呢。
But here Paul tells us.
他说这件事情呢是我学会的。
He says, I have learned this.
所以我们要学。
So we must learn it.
跟随主做门徒就是学。
And so, to follow the Lord as a disciple is to learn.
这不是意思就不是生来就会。
And so we're not born with it.
这是学会。
It's something that we learn.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Now, brothers and sisters.
我们知道属灵的经历的过程。
We know in our spiritual growth.
有很多时候我们会有失败的一些经历。
Many times we have experiences of failure and weakness.
但是不要紧，你失败了，你再爬起来再学。
Regardless, if we fall, we fail, we get up and we learn again.
保罗也是这样。
It is so with Paul.
所以保罗在各式各样中开头的时候这样的学。
And this is how Paul continues to learn throughout.
到最后还能对腓立比弟兄姊妹说，我学会了。
At the end, he's able to say to the Philippians, I have learned this.
请我们记得保罗说是我学会了。
Let us learn this. He has learned this. He has learned this lesson well.
保罗没有说我学完了啊，
not,
永远学不完的。
Now he did not say he has finished learning, but he has learned well.
他说我学会了。
Now I have learned this.
学会了就好了。
And so, when he learned well, then it is good.
他怎么学会的呢？
Now how did he learn this well?
他说呢，我得到了一个秘诀。
And so he has this secret he tells us.
我们知道这里这个秘诀这个字
And so the secret here
跟哥罗西书里面所讲那个奥秘是同一个字
It is the same word as in Colossians It is a mystery here
因为神的奥秘就是基督
Well the mystery of God is Christ
保罗说我的秘诀
And so here Paul says My mystery, my secret here
他说呢基督是我的秘诀
And so Christ is my secret, my mystery. Christ is the mystery.
他用神的奥秘作为他变成他的秘诀
And so the same word, the mystery of God is Christ, that mystery is Paul's mystery here.
这是多么宝贵的一件事情
How precious this is.
我常常和弟兄姊妹们讲
And oftentimes I share with brothers and sisters.
我们碰到圣经中一碰到奥秘这个字啊哎呀我们觉得这个很为难。
And when we encounter such words in the Bible, in the scriptures as mystery, we're troubled.
我们说这个很抽象。
We say this word mystery, such words are too abstract.
这个呢太神秘不容易明白。
And it's so profound, it's hard for us to understand and grasp.
不。
No.
圣经告诉我们神的奥秘。
The Bible clearly tells us the mystery of God is Christ and it is understood by revelation.
其实我们基督徒从一得救开始所得到的每一个经历都是奥秘。
And in fact, since we are saved, all the experiences as a child of God is a mystery.
是不是呢?
Is that so?
当我们信了主之后
After we believe in the Lord,
我们就知道主耶稣的血可以洗我们的罪。
We know that the blood of Jesus cleanses our sin.
你今天对外邦人说耶稣基督的血可以洗我的罪
And you say this to a Gentile The blood of Jesus cleansed my sin
是你完全不能明白的
It is a mystery, complete mystery to them
但是对我们来讲是多么实在的一件事情呢
But to us, such mystery is so concrete, so real
弟兄姊妹我们基督徒生活中很多的东西其实都是奥秘
Brothers and sisters, in fact, in so much of our Christian living, manyAre mysteries.
那么保罗呢现在就是更多的进入神的奥秘。
And now Paul has entered deeper, more deeply into the mystery of God.
他能够把这些书运用在他自己的生活里面。
He's able to exercise and apply this throughout his living.
感谢我们的主。
And we praise and thank our Lord.
所以因此他在这里告诉我们。
So here Paul tells us.
他说我知道怎样储卑贱也知道怎样储丰富。
He says he knows both.To be full, to be abased, and how to abound.
我很喜欢呢，我们中文这个字储啊。
And he says, in the Chinese translation, how to be, how to deal with.
你知道我们有时候生活中的困难是什么
？And sometimes in our daily living, what is the difficulty?
我们跟神也储不好。
We cannot be with God. We cannot know how to deal with God.
跟人也处不好。
And our relationship dealing with man is also not good.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你能像保罗一样,
are we able to be like Paul?
什么样的环境你都能处得很好吗?
That no matter what circumstance, I'm able to apply myself to be with well.
我们都知道这是今天在教会里啊，很多基督徒属灵生活中的大难处。
And we know this is a great difficulty for many Christians in Christian living today.
我们跟家人处不好。
We cannot apply well a relationship with our family, with our friendship.
我们跟弟兄姊妹也处不好。
Also with our brothers and sisters.
保罗说呢，我知道怎样处。
And so Paul says, I know how to be, how to deal, how to handle, how to apply.
无论是卑贱，无论是丰富。
Regardless of how to abound or how to be abased.
或饱足或饥饿。
Or to be full or to be hungry.
或有余或缺乏。
Or to be abound or to be in need.
他说随时随在我都得了秘诀了。
And because I have gained this mystery.
他能会运用神的奥秘在他的生活里。
And because he has instructed and know how to apply the mystery of God.
所以他的生活里面基督会成为他的满足。
So in his life, Christ himself is his satisfaction.
所以这些事物来到的时候呢，反而成为他里面的一个享受。
So when anything befalls him, it's actually an enjoyment to him.
啊，我最记得的这个约书亚啊。
I remember the story of Joshua and Caleb.
他们曾经被选出来做探子进迦南美地，对吧？
How they were chosen to be spies into the promised land, the beautiful land of Canaan.
跑到迦南美地去看呢，那个地方的人又高又大。
And they saw in the land of Canaan, they were giants.
都是巨人。
And they were big and tall.
所以其他的十个探子就说。
And so all the other 10 spies said.
他说据我们自己看。我们像蚱蜢，自己讲自己蚱蜢。
And so when they look at themselves, they say we view ourselves as grasshoppers.
他说他们看我们也是蚱蜢。
And they also look at us as
grasshoppers. 我们没有办法上去的。
And there's no way for us to go into the land.
结果只有约书亚跟加勒。
And only Joshua and Caleb.
告诉我们说我们上去足可得胜。
And they say we can go in and the Lord will give us the victory.
啊，那么这个另辟他们已经离开他们了。
And so that their God has already forsaken them.
结果那十个人，他们对付仇敌没力量，啊，对付约书亚却和加勒却很有力量。
Yet the other 10 spies had no strength to deal with the enemy, but they had much power to deal against Joshua and Caleb. Or wanted to even stone them.
在那里。
There.
加勒和约书亚说了一句非常宝贵的话。
Caleb and Joshua said very precious words.
他说仇敌就是我们的食物。
And they said the enemy is our food.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters. What does that mean?
难处越大。
The greater the hardship.
仇敌越大。
The greater, the more fierce the enemy.
我们吃得越饱足。
Then the more full we will become.
今天我们能有这样的信心吗？
Do we have such faith today?
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们很多时候我们人没有人不怕难处。
Now, many of us, we are afraid of hardship.
啊，有许多时候难处一来我们想哎呦糟糕了。
And when the hardship comes, then we say, oh, trouble comes.
我们怎么样的躲避这个难处。
And how do we hide from the trouble?
谁能帮助我们
Who is able to be our help?
或者我们求神把这个难处挪去。
Now, perhaps we ask God to remove this hardship.
加勒和约书亚的态度不是这样的。
But Caleb and Joshua, that is not their attitude.
他们知道仇敌来的越大，吃的越饱。
They know the greater the enemy, the fuller they are.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
仇敌就是我们的食物。
The enemy is our food.
所以保罗在这个时候的情况就是这样。
So here, this is Paul's situation.
他因为得着了基督是他里面的满足。
Because Christ Himself is his contentment.
任何的事物也不能叫他愁苦。
No matter the circumstances, it will not grieve him.
你看在第一章里面他告诉我们。
So we see in chapter 1, Paul says.
他说有的人传福音是诚实是好心的。
And others will preach the gospel out of good intent.
有的人是嫉妒纷争的。
And others out of envy and strife.
为了增加我捆锁的这个苦楚。
And wanting to add to my bonds, my chains.
保罗说这有何妨。
And said, Paul says, nevertheless.
无论怎样基督的名被传开就好了。
Regardless, as long as the name of Christ is being preached.
弟兄姊妹你就看见保罗是多么的宽广。
Brothers and sisters, we see how magnanimous Paul is.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们必须有这样的标杆有这样的追求。
We must see, this is our goal, this is our pursuit.
所以在腓立比书
So in Philippians,
他不是讲什么高深的道理
It is not high doctrine here.
他更注重那个实行
He is seeing the exercise, the living out.
注重那个经历
It's the experience.
所以非常重要
It is very important.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
保罗用神的奥秘成了他的秘诀
That the mystery of God is the mystery for Paul.
这个真的是一个多么宝贵的一个经历。
And this is such a precious experience.
所以他说我靠着那加给我力量。
So he says, I'm able to do all things.
我凡事都能行。
I am able to do all things through him who strengthens, who empowers me.
所以在保罗的生命中就没有什么难处。
So therefore, there's no hardship too great in the life of Paul.
的确今天基督在我们里面。可以为我们应付所有一切的事情。
Indeed, Christ himself is able to handle, apply us in any circumstance in our life.
但是如果我们在这方面没有学会
But if we do not learn well in this area,
不知道怎样运用基督的能力
we do not know how to apply and exercise the power of Christ.
不能以基督为我们的满足
That Christ himself is not our satisfaction.
我们很多难处我们都没办法解决。
Then brothers and sisters, so many hardships we cannot handle.
所以保罗把他个人的经历摆在我们众人的跟前。
So Paul himself places his own experience before us.
这实在是一个非常大的激励。
And this is a great encouragement.
尤其保罗自己在监牢里面。
Especially Paul when he was in prison.
处在最可怕的环境里面。
In a very terrible situation.
他讲这些话是真的。
He himself says these words and they're true.
他不是在一个平安无事的环境里面讲这些东西。
He is not speaking these words in peace and security.
他乃是从他自己本身的经历里面讲述这些东西。
But in his own situation, his own experience, he is speaking such words.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这对我们是何等样的一个帮助。
What a great help these words are to us. They are a great reminder for us.
所以保罗里面有了清楚的标杆。
So Paul has a very clear goal before him.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
在他的这个学习当中
In his learning,
得着了基督是他的满足。
He has gained Christ himself to be his contentment.
无论到什么样的情况里
Regardless of the circumstances,
主都能加添他的力量。
Christ, the Lord is able to add strength unto him. So he is able to do all things.
所以今天呢弟兄姊妹们
So today, brothers and sisters,
我们向着这个标杆所有的追求
When we pursue toward this goal,
啊，不光是好像立了一个标杆而已
Not only have we set up such a goal before us,
并且要竭力地向这个标杆往前
But we must strive diligently toward this goal.
第四件事情
The fourth point.
保罗就讲到要活出基督。
Now Paul says to live out Christ.
他说无论是生是死
He says whether in death or life,
总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
That Christ would be magnified as always in my life.
他意思就不管生活是顺利不顺利
In other words,Regardless of the circumstances in his living,
总要表现基督。
As long as Christ is magnified,
这是一个有标杆向着标杆追求的人的一个心智。
This is the attitude, the mindset of one who has a clear mark, a clear goal before him, who is striving diligently toward it.
他不仅往这方向追求
，Not only is he heading toward this direction,
并且呢，弟兄姊妹们，他要。活出基督。
In fact, while doing so, he is living out Christ.
这是多么宝贵的一件事。
And how precious this is.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们很这些年呢，很多弟兄姊妹们常常讲一句话。
And these years, many would say such words.
就是羔羊无论往哪里去，我们都跟随。
We will follow no matter where the lamb leads us or goes.
这句话跟保罗所说话是同样的意思。
Now, brothers and sisters, such words we say is the same meaning as Paul here.
就是无论你到什么环境，你要表现羔羊。
No matter what circumstance we're in, we manifest the lamb.
你不是要表现这个狮子，是表现羔羊。
We are not manifesting, expressing the lion, but the lamb.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
这是我们今天。当有的一个属灵的生活，对吧
？This ought to be a spiritual life that we must live today.
所以有很多时候，我觉得这个道容易讲的。
So we can preach the words easily.
一到实际的环境里面的时候呢
？But when reality comes and we're in it,
要表现羔羊啊，就不容易啊。
To manifest The lamb is not easy.
我在生活中也是常常，比如说碰见了一些情况的时候。
Many times in my daily living, I encounter a circumstance.
这个道理在里面。
The doctrine is here.
要表现羔羊。
But to manifest the lamb.
彰显基督。
To express Christ.
就是一开口根本不是基督。
Once I open my mouth, it is not Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，所以很多时候很懊恼。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is frustrating.
所以我们很需要主的恩典。
So how much we need the Lord's grace.
所以保罗在这说，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So Paul says, whether in life or death, that Christ would be magnified.
所以最后的一步情况就是要把基督从你的生活中显出来。
And so the last point here is to manifest, express Christ in our life.
我们在聚会的生活里。
And so in our church living.
和人之间相交的一个生活的环境里。
In the circumstance when we have fellowship with one another.
弟兄姊妹要把基督表现出来，这个才是最重要的。
In order to manifest, magnify Christ, that is most important.
啊，所以保罗在腓立比书里面。
So in the book of Philippians.
他激励我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
He encourages all the brothers and sisters.
他用他自己的经历来对我们说话。
He uses his own experience to speak unto us.
所以在一章二十一节那里说。
So in chapter 1 verse 21, Paul says.
他说我活的是基督。
For me to live is Christ.
我死了就有益处。
And to die is gain.
能把基督活出来。
In order to live Christ.
那么你死了才有益处。
And to die is gain.
这个死呢，我们晓得到最后到主面前，这需要结账的。
Of course, we know that one day we'll settle account before our Lord.
谁要看我们一生里面到底能活出多少基督。
And so if the Lord is to account how many times we have lived out Christ.
今天我们在地上增加这个增加那个。
Today on earth we try to gain this and accumulate that and get all of this.
其实我们心里很清楚，这些东西都不能算为你所得着的。
But we clearly know in our hearts none of those things account for anything.
所以保罗现在知道了，对我来讲就是要把基督活出来。
For me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督。
And for me to live is Christ.
这句话也可以这样领会。
And so perhaps we can understand such words in this way.
今天人在地上在哪里碰见基督？
Today, whenever man encounters Christ,
就是从你我身上来碰见基督。
They encounter Christ from you and from me.
是吧？如果我们能把基督活出来。
If we're able to live Christ out,
能碰见我们就碰见基督。
And others will encounter us, they will see Christ.
的确，在基督徒中间有很多美好的见证。
And in fact, there are so many wonderful testimony amongst Christians.
当我们碰见这个时候，我们感觉到基督从这个人身上出来。
When we encounter someone, we see Christ from him or her.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们今天处在一个艰难的环境的。
Today we live in difficult times.
外面的事物的变化非常的大。
Such great changes throughout.
我们何等需要主的怜悯。
How much we need of the Lord's mercy.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们心中是渴望能够为主做见证。
In our hearts we long to be his testimony.
但是你必须知道保罗在世的日子。
But we must know in the days of Paul.
他怎样的把基督的见证那么活出来。
How was it that he lived out this testimony of Christ?
所以在腓立比书里面。
So in the book of Philippians.
保罗说我向着标杆。
Paul says, I head towards the goal.
那么保罗在这里有了他一个确定的标杆。
So first he has a very clear goal before him.
然后他向着这个标杆。
And he is heading toward this goal.
我们看见他有四样重要的追求。
And he's pursuing after four very important things.
啊，我们希望我们弟兄姊妹能牢记在心。
Now, brothers and sisters, keep this, hold fast to this.
第一个是认识基督。
One is to know Christ.
得着基督。
To gain Christ.
享受基督。
To enjoy Christ.
然后呢，彰显基督。
And to manifest, express Christ.
这是腓立比书里面保罗给我们非常清楚看见的，他的一个经历。
And here, Paul clearly shows us this experience in Philippians.
所以神转变了保罗人生的目的。
So, God has changed completely the goal of Paul in his life.
感谢。
And we thank the Lord.
我们可以说，他从一个本来是完全没有价值、没有意义的光景，现在开始有了永远的价值。
We can put it this way, that Paul had a life without any value, without any goal, but now he has an eternal value and goal set before him.
今天我们所有的弟兄姊妹都应该树立这个标杆。
Brothers and sisters, each and every one of us ought to establish such a goal in our life today.
我知道今天在我们中间
We know in our midst today,
有很多弟兄姊妹们经过去的经历中你们是有标杆的。
That in our past experiences, we know that we have set a goal.
但是我们要问说今天这个标杆在我们里面还是很清楚吗
?But the question today for us, is this goal very clear before us?
还是经过了多年的侍奉经过混杂的局面慢慢这个标杆变得模糊了呢
?Or is it throughout so many years of service, so many changes throughout this world, that this goal no longer is clear, but very dim?
或者有些年轻弟兄姊妹从来没有立过这个标杆
?Or perhaps some younger brothers and sisters have never set such a goal?
但愿在最末了还有一点点的时间的
May it be in these last days while there's still a little while.
使我们里面有清楚的标杆
The Lord has a clear goal.
让基督成为我们独一的标杆
For us in our hearts that He Himself is our goal.
让我们在最后这一程的里面竭力的往前
That in this last leg, in this last journey, we will strive diligently forward.
我们不管过去的情况是怎样
Regardless of the past circumstances.
保罗告诉我们他是忘记背后努力面前的
Paul tells us forgetting what lies behind.
向着标杆直跑
I press on forward toward the goal.
别的东西都不重要
Other things are not important.
达到这个目标中最重要
In order for me to attain to this goal is most important.
保罗在腓立比书里面曾经也这样说过
Paul have said this.
若是我们不能像他那样得着这个情况的话
If we're not able to be like Paul to have this situation,
我们的一生在地上可能就是徒劳是空跑。
Perhaps we have run in vain and our life will be empty.
保罗最怕的就是徒劳空跑。
And Paul is very fearful of being emptied and vain.
弟兄姊妹主还把机会量给我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord still affords an opportunity to us.
眼前就是一点的机会。
There is the opportunity before us.
愿主施恩给我们。
May the Lord give us grace.
让我们所有弟兄姊妹像保罗一样。
May brothers and sisters, all of us be as Paul.
有确定的标杆。
We'll have a clear mark before us.
并且竭力地向这个标杆往前。
That we will strive diligently toward this goal.
愿我们能像保罗一样在主面前的蒙恩。
That we will receive and be blessed with such grace as Paul.
我们求主祝福他自己的话。
And may the Lord bless his own word.
请我们低头再祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊我们真是满心的感谢你。
O Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving unto thee.
虽然时候已经到了末了。
Now, though the times are in the last days,
我们知道你没有丢弃我们。
We know that thou hast not forsaken us.
你还不断地对我们的心说话。
And thou continues to speak unto our hearts.
主啊愿你借着腓立比书这卷书。
O Lord, through this book of Philippians,
借着使徒保罗的经历。
Through the experiences of the Apostle Paul,
不仅光照我们。
Not only to enlighten us,
激励我们。
Encourage us.
让我们能够效法保罗。
That we may imitate Paul.
在地上的日子。
In the days while we have on earth.
向着标杆竭力地往前。
We'll strive diligently toward the goal.
主啊我们心中渴望能更多认识你。
Oh Lord, how our hearts long to know thee all the more.
我们也渴望能更多得着你。
We desire to gain thee all the more.
我们也渴望在生活中多多的享受你。
We desire in our living to enjoy thee all the more.
我们也渴望在地上无论情况怎样总是能把你彰显出来。
It is also our longing regardless of the circumstances in which we live that that will be magnified.
谢谢
Lord,
谢谢
we thank thee. We thank thee, Lord.
主祝福你自己的百姓。
Lord, bless thy people.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.